Happy July. Happy Stranger Things week. Woohoo! We are only 2 weeks. 2 weeks, I say, away from San Diego Comic-Con, the biggest pop culture festival on the West Coast. And this week's show, we are previewing some of the most exciting exclusives for 2019, including Hasbro, Funko, Toho, Godzilla, and more. We also have a conversation with Tony Kim from Hero Within Clothing, plus the latest news. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's The Con Guy Comic Con Prep Show.
Welcome to The Con Guy Comic Con Prep Show. I love that music we have going around right there. Feels groovy, feels cool. Welcome to summer. We are into the long days of summer.
It feels public domain.
Yes. Very public domain. I love it.
This is the Con Guy Comic Con Prep Show coming at you from AfterBuzz and Popcorn Talk Studios. Make sure you like us. That was kind of cool too. I kind of like that. Yeah,
I think that was somebody's phone. I think
that is actually our guest right now.
Oh, all right, he's here already.
We got a special guest, everyone.
We have a special guest, but let me introduce you guys real quick to our special guest. This week we are talking all about Comic-Con exclusives, and for half the people that go down to Comic-Con, the exclusives is exactly what they are going for. They line up for days to get those things. So this week we're going to try our best to talk about Comic-Con exclusives, and for our very first guest of the night is Tony Kim. Tony Kim is the founder and owner of Hero Within Clothing. It's a really cool geek and nerd. I'm actually wearing one of Tony's shirts right now. I got this from Hero Within.
Dude, you just outed Tony as Superman. Come on, man.
So, without further ado, by the way, let's introduce ourselves first. My name is Jim. I am the managing editor here at the Con Guy Comic Con Prep Show.
I'm Derek. I'm a contributor to theconguy.com and, of course, a co-host of the Con Guy Comic Con Prep Show.
It's a mouthful, isn't it?
It is.
I'm Katie. I am aka the Con Girl and also the resident cosplayer. And you can find me on, on social media. Wow, okay.
That's what those things are called.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Tony is waiting.
Yeah.
I'm Ben Cleaver, actor, comedian, contributor to theconguy.com and avid geek.
Yes, and in the booth we have Ryan, who takes care of us every week. Hello,
Thank you, Ryan.
Hey guys, how we doing? Really excited for the show tonight.
All right, Ryan, do we have Tony on the line yet?
We do have Tony on the line.
Okay. All right, so
Tony, hello. You're on the Con Guys Comic Con Prep Show.
Hey,
how you doing,
Tony? Are you
what
there?
Up, what up, nerd?
Hey, Tony!
So good for you to. We're so happy for you to be on with us tonight. Tony is coming to us from, I think, down in the dark reaches of Orange County. Is that right, Tony?
That's right.
No, I make fun because Orange County is one of the most fun, brightly lit places in all of California.
Very brightly lit. A lot of electric bills down there.
So what? So Tony, you keeping busy these days?
Oh man, you know how it is when we're we cross that July 1st marker, and man, it just gets insane. Oh, and so it's day and night, weekends. I tell everybody that at this time of year, it's 8 days a week, 25 hours a day.
And I think...
To get ready.
And for those of you who are watching on YouTube, we have a picture of Tony up there. That is Mr. Tony Kim. He is also the founder of Crazy for Comic Con, a cool website that tells about all the con culture and everything. And Carrie, who used to be one of our co-hosts here, she writes regularly for Tony. She has some cool articles on there right now about Anaheim. Anime Expo.
AX. That's going on this weekend.
But for right now, we are here because Tony has done something really cool, and I don't know how it happened, but Tony, can you tell us a little bit about this very cool 50th anniversary hoodie that Hero Within has? Well, first, tell us about Hero Within. Where did that come from?
Yeah, you know, it was birthed out of cons, and so, you know, Comic-Con and the whole journey, my own personal journey, is all intertwined together. And just like you guys, I mean, I was going to a lot of conventions, and like you mentioned, Crazy for Comic-Con was giving me opportunity to be a part of the industry through panels and through different events. And after a while, I just realized, after going to those events, that there really wasn't anything for nerds and geeks to wear that was beyond just your typical sort of t-shirt or pullover. Yeah. And so after doing a lot of research, I felt like that maybe I could create something that was subtle and sophisticated, but still very fan-focused. And so we launched just a few years ago, 2016, and we're at our returning back for our third Comic-Con, so it's kind of crazy. It's been a crazy roller coaster ride, but it's really flown by.
That's very cool. And Tony, I don't know if you heard, I am actually wearing one of your shirts tonight. I got this cool Superman shirt. I was almost saying Batman, but I got this cool Superman shirt at Hero Within, I think a year and a half to 2 years ago, and that was when you exclusively had the DC license, but now you have the Marvel license as well, right?
That's right, yeah. We launched with Marvel last year, and we love DC, we love Marvel, we love it all, so it's been awesome to be able to support both sides.
Yeah, but one of the most exciting things, and this is, I was kind of jumping the gun at the beginning of the interview there, is can you tell us a little bit, and we do have a picture, it's our next photo that you sent us, can you tell us a little bit about the hoodies that we're looking at right now? Those look awesome.
Yeah, you know, it was really cool because in working and collaborating with the Comic-Con International team, they are of course like organizing the world's biggest pop culture event. But you know, at the heart of it, they're all fans. You know, they really want to provide the ultimate experience for fans, whether it's not just through comics, but through all media, TV, film, and whatever. And it was really great to be able to work with the Comic-Con team because they were really interested. Because it's the 50th anniversary, they really wanted to provide some unique apparel to sort of commemorate this year. And so we were able to work together to design a piece that is not just comfortable and sort of utilitarian, but also stylish and something that really brings sort of brings honor to sort of the 50-year legacy of Comic-Con. It was an enormous privilege to be able to work with the team on putting this together.
That is cool. You've got another new item coming out too, right?
Yeah, we actually we have a few. We've been over the past couple of days. We've been announcing our exclusives, and
yeah,
we like this is besides this being the 50th anniversary, it's also Batman's 80th anniversary.
And yes, so that's what I want to hear about.
So we're coming out with a 80th anniversary Batman T-shirt,
and I think we have that shirt as well. Yep, right here. Yeah. Cool.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah, that shirt looks so great.
It's kind of a tone on tone. Taking the, it's very simple, just taking their.
Yeah?
Oh, nope. Looks like we got a little interference here.
Oh, are you there?
You there, Tony?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
There we go.
Oh, yeah, we're looking at the Batman shirt right now. We're sorry we lost you for a second.
Yep. Yeah, so, we wanted to celebrate, of course, 80 years of Batman, and so. Just a very sort of subtle tone-on-tone design, and we're really excited about this one. And then we're also, we just released today it's not only Batman's 80th anniversary, but it's Marvel's 80th anniversary
Right.
Yeah.
So we released today images of our Spider-Man-inspired hoodie. And it's just like, it's crazy just how many different significant celebrations there are this year.
I know.
And we're excited to be able to commemorate it through these pieces.
Can I ask you a question, though? Like, is the hoodie completely sold out? That's, like, I've heard it completely sold out.
Well, so Comic-Con does their pre-order. They did sell out of their pre-order. And then they will have some merchandise available on site for them, but then we are also selling the Comic-Con hoodie at our booth because we didn't do any pre-orders.
Which booth is
that? So, booth 2047.
2047, great.
And yeah, so if you want to, for fans, if they want to come by and get one, they have to. We're getting a lot of demand for it, so it's going to be. Imagine if you combine the Battle of Winterfell and the Battle of Helm's Deep together. That's basically what it's going to be like.
Wow.
So we're So we're telling fans to come early in the morning, first thing, and then I think we're going to also do a second distribution in the day, like around 2 o'clock, just to sort of spread out the crowds. But yeah, we're getting a lot of, because it's sold out so quickly on the website, mm-hmm. on the Comic-Con website, we're getting a lot of demand for it.
That's great.
Can you pre-order? Yes. Did you say you can pre-order it to pick up at the booth?
Well, no, not for us. No. Pre-orders at the booth. So the only pre-orders that occurred was at Comic-Con.
So for you guys, it's like the fight.
But basically, in the design of the hoodie, I wanted to create something that was like a deconstruction of the Comic-Con logo. And it's really utilitarian. It's got a quick zipper pocket on the sleeve for to grab your tickets or your, you know, anything like that, cash, whatever. And then it's got Sharpie pockets on the other sleeve if you need autographs. It's got interior pockets as well. And so, you know, we really wanted to make it functional for the Comic-Con experience.
Nice.
Now, Tony, this is Ben Cleaver. Hi, how you doing, Ben?
Hey, man. Good to see you.
Good to see here. Yeah.
Hear you again.
Unfortunately, in the studio, projected up onto the screen, we don't have a picture of the Spider-Man hoodie, but I just looked at it on the computer, and this thing is sexy as hell. This Spider-Man hoodie is dope. And can you imagine somebody walking around wearing the Batman t-shirt under the Spider-Man hoodie?
That would mess with my head there. That's one thing I really like about Hero Within is the designs are not just, like you said earlier, Tony, it's not just like a t-shirt that just has, I don't know, some kitschy picture and stuff, which I wear those too, but there is like some actually really nice clothes.
Yes.
Like my wife bought me the Superman blazer for my birthday.
Yeah.
She and a number of friends bought it for me together, and it's like, it's a great jacket. It just looks classy in addition. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, it's bright colors, but you could still wear it to
a nice
event. Right. Yeah. And I'm just going to brag on you a little, Tony. Because it was something, I think it was a limited edition, my size wasn't available because I do have to wear a small. And so she got a medium at first. And we went and tried to get it altered. We couldn't do that. And you got, like, Hero Within was really great because she was communicating with you guys and they were making arrangements to return it because, unfortunately, my size just wasn't available anymore. And because of the way it was designed, you couldn't actually get it altered and taken in some places.
He's still growing.
Yeah. But then the person we were talking to emailed her back and said, hey, we came across a small. Would you like to just exchange it? And they just, like, I guess just found one and took care of us. It was really great. Everybody was super helpful. That's so we had a great experience all around. I just want you to know that.
Yeah, my friend Greg got one.
And I love the jacket.
Yeah, my friend Greg got I think it was the Superman. Is it Superman or a Batman overcoat last year? Do you remember the one that Greg got?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, everybody loves your stuff, Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and also,
thank you. That's so kind.
Oh, yeah. I remember when you were here, I think you were wearing that Wonder Woman denim jacket when you came to visit us a while back. Which is cool that there's, like, Wonder Woman stuff for men to wear, because men can be fans of Wonder Woman, too.
Yes.
You know?
Most of us are.
Yeah.
And, Tony, my wife, Brianna, is so happy that you came out with the women's cut of the Wonder Woman denim jacket as well, because she loves that thing.
Yeah.
I also want to mention...
Speaking of ladies, we also have... We haven't released it yet, but another exclusive coming out is... We've had the Captain America Endgame, Captain America Infinity War sweater that we've had in stock for the past year. But
at
Comic-Con, we're releasing the Captain America Endgame sweater.
Nice.
For ladies. And so that's going to come out. We'll probably post that the next day or two.
Awesome.
But really excited about that.
And where can people find these items that you're posting?
We're first releasing them on Twitter and Instagram, but Hero Within Inc. INC on Instagram and Twitter and our Facebook page, and then they post on our blog, which is herewithinstore.com. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then a really cool thing is that that's four exclusives, but we have a fifth one.
Yeah.
We have a fifth exclusive that is I can't share it just yet, but it's in relation to a new license that we are announcing this next week. So,
and it will be at Comic-Con?
It will be at Comic-Con. This piece will be at Comic-Con, but it'll kind of kick off our a new relationship that we have.
Awesome. Cool.
That's awesome.
And when will you release information about this item?
Still working out the details, but I mean, I'm hoping sooner or later, but it's at the very latest, it'll be the week of Comic-Con.
Okay.
It'll be maybe, hopefully within the next 10 days or so.
Cool.
Katie, have you been down to the Hero Within booth?
I've walked past it. I haven't been able to, like, spend... I want to this time, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, and I walked by at WonderCon, but it was too crowded for me to get very close.
Well, my last Comic-Con exclusive hoodie is, like, dead, so I need a new hoodie, so I'll probably definitely stop by there.
Well, Tony, speaking of that, can you tell us how much these hoodies will go for?
Yeah, both the hoodies are for $99.
Oh, nice.
$99.
Yep.
Cool.
Quality garment, too.
And I'm looking at the Spider-Man hoodie, too. That looks
the
pretty
details
amazing.
Are... But like so amazing. There's a lot of detail and thought into it, and I really like that.
That Spider-Man hoodie has a pocket in the sleeve there.
Yeah, he talked about that.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony.
But now I'm seeing it.
Yeah.
Tony, is your background in designing? I mean, this is a very cool aesthetic you have for your clothes here.
It is. Yeah. I went to school for design and mostly worked in marketing, design, graphic design, communication.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I then branched a little bit into interior design, so I did that for a little bit, and then ended up in fashion. So just, you know, it's all sort of, you know, it's all adjacent and related to each other, and it's been awesome. And I've been, you know, most of all, I'm so touched by what everyone's saying, because I think ultimately what I'm so grateful for is at Comic-Con, you know, to be able to get direct feedback about what customers like or what they don't like so much and what they appreciate and how clothing has maybe inspired them or how it affects them. That kind of stuff is like invaluable. You know, that's what I love about Comic-Cons, is that you get the chance to hear all that firsthand. And every piece of feedback that anyone ever tells us, we take it to heart, you know, and it's really important to us. And so if things don't work, or if what they love or don't love, whatever, all that sort of stuff that we get, we take it and directly apply it to our future products. And so thank you guys for just being so kind, and we appreciate that.
Well, Tony, as we wrap up here, I have two things that I want to say, and that is, I want to announce to everybody that in 2 weeks we are going to have a special show all about the offsites and parties of Comic-Con.
Yes.
And Tony, I am very sad that RIP, that Game of Bloggers is no more. That is a very sad development. So
it was a bummer to make the announcement that we would that we were, you know, ending it. And it's one of those things that, you know, we did a 4-year run with it, and it was, and I remember, you know, Jim and you and your team.
I loved it. It was a great party.
Yeah, at those events. And, but, you know, we felt like this is the right time for it. 4 years is a good run for an offsite. You know, like, there's not a lot of offsites that last longer than 4 years. And, you know, we felt like because the Game of Thrones, which was kind of inspired by, because that had concluded, like, it was time for us to rebrand it anyway. And, and then just personally, I did want to take a year to be more available and spend more time with my friends and family that's going to be at the show as well. So it just all sort of felt like it was the right time to sort of, I wouldn't say put an end to it, because I think it'll come back in a different, you know, a different form. It's just going to, we'll take a break this year, and then it'll return in different, in a different way. So.
Yeah, it was, the thing I loved so much about it though, Tony, is like, when we first started this blog, we went there to, when we first started this website, we went there to Game of Bloggers, and it was one of the best ways to network and meet everybody, and you were so gracious, and you introduced us to everybody, and that was fantastic. Number two, in 1 week from tonight, we are having our annual show about the panels of Comic-Con. So, Tony, do you have any panels that you want to announce that you will be a part of?
I do. A couple of big ones. The first one is our Building a Geek Brand panel, which is, this is its fourth year.
Always a good panel.
Yeah.
So, you know, the whole division behind that is because we live in an age where there's never easier than before to create content. But at the same time, it's also tough to be able to kind of get to the next level when it comes to creating content. So, for all the people who are writing blogs or writing a book, illustrating, producing, screenwriting, any cosplayers, this panel is for you. It's basically to help provide some tips and tricks and maybe some things to avoid to maybe help take your passion and fandom and help evolve it into a career. So on the panel is going to be a bunch of different content creators, writers, authors, artists, merchandisers like myself, and just to help provide some direction for aspiring creators. And then the other two are different sort of panels. I'm going to be on the DC Comics stage. You know, DC and Warner Brothers they formed a new mega booth.
Right.
And so I'll be doing two different panels there, one on Friday, one on Saturday. They're about 40-minute panels, and they're basically like they've given us the stage to basically do whatever we want. So
nice.
We'll be talking about a lot of different things besides the clothing line, but we'll also be doing some fun things with some giveaways. I'll be sharing my story, and ultimately the point of it is to really share the value that Here Within has about heroism, you know, the importance of it, how the need to really celebrate heroes, and how we all have a hero within all of us. So there'll be a lot of fun aspects to it, but we really want to just pound that message out that, we've never lived in a time where heroes are more important, and we all have a chance to be heroes to each other. So that's going to be Friday and Saturday. My panel's on Friday, and then both my sessions at DC is going to be on Friday and Saturday.
Fantastic, cool. Tony. Cool. Thank you so much for calling into the show tonight. We know you are one busy man. Like, when it comes time, these 2 weeks right here, I know that you are kind of running around like a chicken with your head cut off. We're so happy to have you on the show with us tonight.
One could say that Tony is crazy for Comic-Con.
That's great. All right, Tony, if you could remind us real quick before you go, where can people find you online and where can they find your stuff?
Yeah, definitely Here Within Inc., INC, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and then you could find the website at herewithinstore.com, and then me personally at Crazy, the number 4 Comic-Con, and I'll be, tweeting all these days leading up to the show, as well as at the show, about all the latest and greatest, the new, best, and weird at Comic-Con.
Nice. What's your booth number one more time?
Booth 2047. Right in the middle of the floor, right above Sideshow Collectibles.
Okay, great. Cool.
Tony, thank you so much. Thank you again for coming on the show tonight. We will talk to you, and we'll see you down there in 2 weeks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Keep up the good work, and we'll see you down there.
Thanks, Tony.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Tony. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tony. Bye.
Wow.
It's kind of cool. Yeah. Almost all of us here have been to his booth, gotten something from his booth.
Yeah.
I remember when Laura was secretly planning to get your jacket for your birthday. That was really cool.
I remember her, she had been talking about it for a while, wanting to get it, and then, opening that up on my birthday was really fun.
So what we're going to do now, let me just tell everybody what we're going to do real quick. We are going to go through the bulletin board first.
Yeah.
And then we're going to cut back to Ben. Ben's got a got a special section for us tonight. Katie's going to walk us through a little bit of the Comic-Con news, and then we are diving straight into the exclusives. All right, Derek.
So let's look at the bulletin board. This week, July 4th through 7th, while you're celebrating America's independence, you could also, if you're in downtown LA, check out the Anime Expo.
Nice.
That's at the LA Convention Center. And then next week, July 12th through 14th, the Fanboy Expo in Knoxville, Tennessee. And then July 17th through 21st, of course, that's including preview night, is San Diego Comic-Con. And that is 2 weeks away.
That's crazy.
And then August 2nd through 4th is Tampa Bay Comic-Con at the Tampa Convention Center. Some of the guests include Michael Rooker, Ron Perlman, Bonnie Wright, who played Ginny Weasley in the Harry Potter series, and Adam Baldwin, who, of course, he's in Firefly, he was in Chuck, he's been in
a lot of stuff,
He's in so many things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then October 11th through 13th is LA Comic-Con. The early bird tickets are on sale now, and one thing they've announced is the office reunion.
And it keeps growing.
I keep getting emails about all the stuff that's coming in. I'm excited about LA Comic Con. I like that it's close. I like that the main stage is in the exhibit hall. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you, studio audience. I'm glad we're on the same page. Some other events coming up. July 11th is the InfoList Pre-Comic Con Bash. It's at a brand new location, the Wisdom Dome Park, downtown Los Angeles. 360 immersive experience, a celebration of all things comic books, sci-fi, fantasy, and cosplay. Celebrities, Power Rangers, screenwriters, FX companies, artists, the publishers of Fangoria, et cetera, lots of cosplay.
This is really cool. These are giant domes. It's like a multi-acre, almost like a little amusement park. a big amusement park for virtual reality. It's really cool.
That's cool. I haven't been there. I mean, we've been to this party before, but
they've switched venues.
This new location sounds pretty cool. And then another event that I just heard about today, if you're playing Harry Potter Wizards Unite, they're having their first real-world event Labor Day weekend, August 31st and September 1st in Indianapolis, which is basically a fan festival. And apparently Niantic has done this with Pokemon Go already a few times and maybe some of their other games. But this is the first one for Wizards Unite, which is anybody else playing it? I know you are, Katie.
Yeah, I am.
Because we're friends.
We both played together on my birthday. Yeah,
we got into a fortress and we fought some Acromantulas and some werewolves side by side.
We did.
And we won.
Gosh, that sounds fun.
Yes.
It is.
It's a fun game. I mean, if you like Harry Potter and you like that kind of AR, kind of like geocaching type game, it's great.
You can also like make potions and use those potions later on when you're battling or dueling, I guess. And it's pretty cool.
My wife has gotten super into it. She's kind of obsessed.
She's super into it.
It's funny that she's way further ahead of me. But it's a good one. It's one thing I like about it is all the Pokemon Go was gradually introducing more features, and this one, it feels like they've developed it a whole lot more and given you a whole lot all at once.
Yes.
So you're kind of learning stuff as you go. There's also a thing where you can, you have this option to download all assets when you're on Wi-Fi.
Which I saw that,
It does take up space on your phone to do that, but basically that means like the images and sounds are already on your phone, so when you encounter something new, it's not streaming that over the network and using up your data the same way.
Oh, cool.
All right, very
If you're
cool.
playing Wizards Unite, I recommend doing that.
There you go.
All right.
If you're not playing Wizards Unite, I recommend playing Wizards Unite.
All right, for the rest of the show, we are talking about nothing else except for San Diego Comic-Con. This is all about San Diego Comic-Con. We're all going down there. We're really excited, except for Ben.
I say nay.
And he has something to talk to us about this.
Yeah.
Listen, folks, I just went over it a couple days ago. I actually made a little thing to hang on the wall of all my Comic-Con and WonderCon Anaheim badges, and it was really neat, but I realize I have gone to San Diego Comic-Con every year since 2012.
Wow.
So
that was my first year, too.
There you go.
But I haven't gone every year since then.
I have. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Wow.
Which is 7 years in a row, and so this will be the first year in the last eight that I will have not gone San Diego Comic-Con tonight. Oh, thank you. Thank you, studio audience. And I do admit I have a little bit of FOMO. I have, but, you know, it's such a big expense.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've got FOMO for the money that you're saving.
Exactly, right?
Actually, I didn't buy a badge this year. We're just going to be in San Diego and kind of check out the offsites.
Right, right.
It's, yeah.
Which is one thing I'm actually going to talk about here in a second. So, basically, I've compiled a list because, you know, many thousands of people are going to San Diego Comic-Con, but there are many more thousands of people out there who weren't able to get a badge, or they weren't able to get off work, or they just live too far away, or they couldn't get a hotel or whatnot, that aren't going to San Diego Comic-Con. And so tonight, as we're talking about our exclusives and what you can get when you go to San Diego Comic-Con, I want to reach out to you, my fellow Americans who, or international people who people of the world who are not going to San Diego Comic-Con this year, I join you in that. And here are my recommendations for things you can do when you are not going to San Diego Comic-Con July 17th through 21st, 2019. If you live in the Los Angeles area, you can seek out a wretched hive. Scum and Villainy Cantina on Hollywood Boulevard is hosting SAVCC. That's right, Scum and Villainy Cantina Con.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Doors open at noon on Saturday, July 20th, and the festivities run until 2 a.m. Noon to 5 is a fan film festival featuring one of the fan films I know that's going to be playing is Constantine Last Rites, which features a little cameo by yours truly.
Nice.
6 to 8 p.m. is Team Geek Trivia, and 9 p.m. to close will be music by DJ Elliot and Ruben Irvin, and more activities are TBA. Also, if you live in the Los Angeles area, there are a few other activities that you could check out. Perhaps maybe your FOMO for San Diego Comic-Con is so great. You don't even want to see something pop culture or geek related. You just want to go do something else. So I have some activities for you. July 19th and 20th at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, Cinespia will be showing Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window.
Nice.
And the cult comedy classic Dumb and Dumber, respectively, on the 19th and 20th.
Which, have you guys done the Cinespia screenings at the cemetery?
Yeah, they're amazing.
It is so much fun.
And on July 21st at the John Anson Ford Theater, they will be showing Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
Nice.
After having shown A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back at the same location July 7th and 14th.
Very cool.
Delicious Little Tokyo 2019 will be happening in Little Tokyo.
Okay.
On the 19th and 20th, featuring giveaways, demonstrations, hands-on workshops, and tastings. Delicious, delicious tastings. Mm-hmm. The Barnsdale Art Park Foundation will be featuring wine tastings throughout the summer, including Friday, July 19th. Street Food Cinema Los Angeles will be doing a 15th anniversary showing of Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy at Veterans Memorial Park in Culver City on Saturday, July 20th. Eat, See, Hear will be playing Romeo and Michelle's High School Reunion at LA State Historic Park on July 20th. Hugh Jackman will be performing at the Hollywood Bowl July 19th and 20th.
What?
Wow. Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And
there's a lot happening around LA. Yes.
There is a lot. And just a little bit down the road, the Taco and Tequila Music Festival is coming to downtown Ventura, California on July 20th and 21st. Other really quick recommendations.
I would have definitely liked to go to that.
Right? So. Other quick recommendations, not necessarily exclusive to Los Angeles. Visit your local comic book shop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Give some much needed social interaction to the poor sap who the rest of the employees left behind to hold down the shop while they all went to Comic-Con. Be true to yourself and what you claim to be. If you love comic book convention San Diego so much, then you should take no issue in patronizing your local comic book shop and reading the comics that you so claim to love. Hey. Comics are great. I highly recommend them.
Along with that, if you're in the LA area, you can also go to a game store like Geeky Tees and Games in Burbank, which I'm always plugging here because I love that. And if you still want to like convene with people of like mind and enjoy something nerdy, get together for games at a shop like that. Support local business.
There you go. A few years ago, the year before I met my wife, she threw an I'm not going to San Diego Comic-Con party. Mm-hmm. And I suggest the same thing to you. Invite all your friends, play games, decorate your house, go to your local bookstore, buy a bunch of cheap Funko Pop vinyls, and then make all your friends stand in line for 3.5 hours and charge them an exorbitant amount of money for them.
Ooh.
And last but not least, as Derek had mentioned briefly, my last suggestion, you could ghost the con. Now, ghosting, for those of you who don't know, can, in some cases, be considered...
It's where you stop answering the con's text messages and ignore them, right?
Exactly. Now, it can be considered a controversial practice depending on your methods. So if you don't have a badge, but you're having SDCC FOMO, you can always...
Sounds like a disease.
Right? You can always plane, train, or automobile your way down to San Diego without access to the con itself.
Yeah.
As we will be covering in the coming programs, there are...
2 weeks!
There you go.
2 weeks.
There are myriad opportunities to get your nerdy thrills outside of the convention center and events and activations that don't require a badge. At events and activations that don't require a badge. But if you do want to get into the badge-only activities or even the con itself, well, here's where the controversy kicks in. It's no secret that swapping out badges between individuals is a practice that has occurred for centuries.
Naughty.
Just like Han and Luke on the Death Star, your stormtrooper armor could be a friend's badge that they generously let you use for a few hours while they go off to wait in line for 3.5 hours at the spaghetti factory in the gas lamp district. However, I cannot, in good conscience, endorse or recommend any manner of attending Comic-Con outside of SDCC International's guidelines for obtaining entry.
That's right.
Even if you were to succeed in attending badge-only events without a badge procured in your name, you're still in San Diego over Comic-Con weekend, and you're having to sell kidneys to be able to afford to sleep in somebody's closet for a few hours. As for me, I'll be going to Disneyland because it will be dead.
As it has been.
It hasn't been, yes.
I'm going on Saturday, so...
I might as well.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Disneyland has been dead. Galaxy's Edge has been wide open. All right, so we have a few things to go through. Hey, Katie, if you could, instead of all the news...
Yes.
Everything's...
Exclusives.
Stick to exclusives. So that first couple of items there, I think.
Yeah, so for everybody who is really wanting to know about how to get, like, Funko, Lego, Mattel, Hasbro, and then some of the signings...
The biggies.
You do have to... it's a lottery system. And, you know, we've talked about it before, but they changed it slightly this year. This year, you still enter the lottery, but you are given a certain amount of lottery tickets, as I'm calling them, to use per a day that you have a badge. So they give you a certain amount, and you can enter them as you wish. You can put them all in one single entry, or you can put them throughout different slots. And then if they add more later, you can delete some from like another lottery or pull them. But my roommate found out, if you originally submit for 10 slots for a Funko signing and then decide you want to take 5 of them away to put somewhere else, you cannot re-add those to that same slot later. Hmm. It's done and done. You can't do it again. So that's going up until July 9th.
It's like Twitter. You can't change things on Twitter.
True. Yeah, that goes till July 9th at, I don't know if they said what time, but you have to
till noon
to submit for that. And then they usually contact people. I don't know. I've never won one. But they'll tell you before Comic-Con or before it happens if you got it. And it's all a lottery system. So, you know, it could be, you know, a 1 in 1 million chance, or it could be 1 in 8 million. You know, I have no idea how many people apply for. But it is nice because instead of just one ticket per a slot, you could essentially have 28 or something like that. Mm-hmm. So they're also doing that for the WB and DC signings. When I say WB, I mean WB TV, because WB or DC movies will not have any presence at Comic-Con, I believe, is what they announced. So
that's true.
Yeah, and then...
And they bring like 17 shows.
Yeah. So, yeah, and that's... You do need that to get into the Funko booth. There is a difference. There's the SDCC times... SDCC by Funko, which is the Comic-Con Toucan Funko Pop.
There are two Funko booths. One's the normal, crazy, impossible to get in Funko booth, and the other one is...
The SDCC by Funko, and that's the Toucan Funko and Pez dispenser, right? And then the Batman with the Comic-Con bag.
Yeah.
Those are at the, pardon me, Comic-Con by SDCC booth. And then there's a normal Funko booth, which has a whole bunch of Funkos that if you go on their app, they tell you. If you go online to their to Twitter, they'll tell you. But you can go on the app and it'll tell you Comic-Con exclusive or summer convention exclusives. So,
yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. And then just offsites, like, getting announced all the time, which we'll talk about in 2 weeks.
We will talk about in 2 weeks since we're starting to get tight on time here. Yes. So what we will do, we're going to end our show with a really cool video from Jake Jarley.
The Jacobus system.
The Jacobus system. I always forget it's from the Jacobus system. We're going to end with that. But first, guys, let's talk about some exclusives that we have seen, that we have found, that we are kind of excited
Lego.
About. Lego.
There are always several Lego sets that are Comic-Con exclusives that I get excited about, and I never actually end up getting on it in time to get them anyway, but I still like end up just wishing that I had them. Of course, the Batman one looks awesome because it's the Gotham City scene and a little Lego Batman minifig, and let's be honest, Lego Batman is the best Batman.
It's awesome.
And then there's
a, wait, there's the Lego Batman right there in our exclusives.
There's a Captain Marvel ship with the Flurkin down in the corner, and...
That's a Flurkin.
Yeah.
It sounds so naughty, doesn't it?
And then there's also the... There's a Spider-Man minifig, but it's the PS4 game edition of Spider-Man. So it's got a certain look to it from that, which is pretty cool. And then there is going to be some kind of a Star Wars Lego thing, but from what I can find, they haven't announced it yet, and everybody's just kind of speculating about what it might be.
I gotta jump in real quick and say... The one thing, well, there's many things, but the one thing that I'm most excited about, Toho, the company behind Godzilla, my favorite giant monster, is this is their very first time ever coming to Comic-Con. They're celebrating Godzilla's 65th anniversary, his 65th birthday, with a presence on the floor. Plus, they have a very cool Godzilla, I think it's a 6-inch collectible based on the 1954 Godzilla. God help the person who's in front of me, gets between me and that booth when I see that booth. I tell you what, that I'm going to be super stoked for that one. Katie, what do you got?
Okay, minor Funkos, if I can get into the booth. They have green chrome Boba Fett and Yoda Funko Pops that they're releasing for Comic-Con. And they also have a Derek Zoolander as the mermaid one, which I'm super excited about.
Merman, Katie.
Merman, sorry, my bad. So they have some really cool Funko Pops coming out. They're literally announcing them like every single day.
I love the Yoda like shimmery green.
Yeah, the green chrome one. It's pretty cool. Yeah, and they're doing just a whole bunch. And I know they were going to see one from Jake that I also know is going to be really popular too. So I'll let him tell you guys about it, but yeah.
What's cool is like in celebration of Ghostbusters' 35th anniversary, there's a Ghostbusters movie lined action figure box set.
All four of the
action figures of all four characters completely slimed. It's going for about $80. It's going to be sculpted by Gentle Giant Studios, and I don't know where it's at. Anyways, there's also the from Star Wars, the Star Wars concept Sand Trooper minibus based on the Macquarie paintings that the original Star Wars designs were built on, the Ralph Macquarie. Remember those paintings that the Star Wars universe was built on?
I have a print set of like 18 of them.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Talk about FOMO.
It was like a barn find, too.
Oh, wow.
I'll show them to you sometime.
But this is a 6-inch scale bust. There's only 750 pieces, so they will go fast. It's selling for $120, designed by Gentle Giant Studios. Also, the second SDCC Marvel Legends set, they have Benicio del Toro's The Collector and Jeff Goldblum's The Grandmaster, and it looks just like them.
That's great to have those two in a set together. It just kind of makes sense.
Those are like two of my most favorite characters ever from the... Oh, by the way, for my Funko Pop, my Funko Pop choice, Carl and Ellie.
Yes.
The young Carl and Ellie from Up. Pixar's Up. Yeah. It just makes me tear up just seeing it. And real quick, before we go to the film, guys, what about that Doctor Who? Where's it at? The Doctor Who, 13th Doctor...
With the materializing TARDIS.
Yes, the
materializing.
Yeah, it's dope. It's half kind of like shimmery, not even there.
Dude, that's awesome. Right? Okay, I did not see that. That's awesome.
All right, is there anything
I really
else?
Enjoyed this last season, BT Dubs.
I haven't seen it yet.
And Derek, I know you're a fan.
I mean, I don't know about this last season. I only got a few episodes in, and then some weird thing with DirecTV deleted the episodes before I could watch them that I saved. And yeah, so I'm waiting for it to show up on Amazon Prime.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
And I do have to say these last two, because one for Brad. Brad, there is a brand new He-Man set coming to Comic-Con. It is $40, Prince Adam and He-Man both. And I know that you'll be looking for that. And also, for Luke, who's not here, they're having a John Hammond and Egg from the Jurassic Park original film.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. It's celebrating 25 years. The man who started it all comes with a signature cane as well as a dino hatching from its egg. That is very, very cool. We have a special video right here that is going to end our show for us. Jake, the Jacob Assistant, picks the top 10 items from San Diego Comic-Con this year.
Hey, everybody, from the Con Guy. This is Jake from the Jacob Assistant. I made another video of top 10 San Diego Comic-Con exclusives, so let's check them out.
Number 10, we have Funko Pop 2-pack for Jaws. It's the Shark Biting Quint 2-pack. Pretty cool set. It's actually very reminiscent of the set that Funko had done with the reaction figures back in 2015. And as you can see, it's a little gory, so it's probably good that it's exclusive and not really available in most stores. So, cool set. It's at booth 5341. Number 9, we have Hallmark Ewok Speeder Bike Ornament. So Hallmark has really cool Christmas ornaments. They actually have a whole fan base to themselves where people will collect these, kind of a big deal. And this one was just so fun to see. I love that scene in Return of the Jedi where the Ewok steals the speeder bike, and just imagine having that ornament on your Christmas tree is a lot of fun. I couldn't find the booth number for Hallmark, but just keep your eye out for the Hallmark booth and this awesome set. Number 8 from Mattel, we have the Macho Man Randy Savage Slim Jim commercial figure. This is so fun.
It's crazy.
Anyone who grew up in the 90s remembers this commercial with Macho Man saying, snap into a Slim Jim. The box is really cool, too, because he actually looks like he comes in a Slim Jim box.
So yeah,
really fun stuff. This is at the Mattel booth, which is number 2945. At number 7, we have NECA Terminator 2 Ultimate John Connor figure. This is a great set. He comes with a lot of items, his bike and a couple other accessories, and you can actually swap out his head to make him look like either his appearance in Terminator 2 or the T2 Battle Across Time 3D movie that they used to have at Universal Studios.
An attraction.
Really fun set. You can find this at the NECA booth, which is 3145.
They know what the people want.
At number 6, we have Star Wars Vintage Collection.
I love this.
Luke Skywalker, 3¾-inch Destiny figure set. This set will go for $50 and features three different versions of Luke Skywalker. Really cool set. I love the packaging. Is like the Vintage Collection, like how they used to have the figures in the 70s. And really cool to kind of see the progression of that character in three, you know, figure form. So take a look for this. It's at the Hasbro booth, which is number 3329. Number five, from Entertainment Earth, we have the Kiss Love Gun 3¾-inch figure set. This is great. I love the Love Gun costumes that Kiss had from their 1977 album. Really fun to see them in that sort of scale as the vintage Star Wars figures, because you think about, you know, 1977, two of the biggest things ever, you know, in the world, Kiss and Star Wars, so it's great to have those kind of pair up in similar style. So this is at the Entertainment Earth booth, which is number 2343.
Gene Simmons is a big fan of comic books.
Number four, from Super 7, they're back. They're doing the Revenge of Bodega Universal Monsters
yes!
Lawn Store. I went to this last year, and it was a lot of fun. Lots of really cool items here. They have action figures. They have posters, stickers, all kinds of stuff, glassware. You know, beach towels and stuff like that. And this is actually a pop-up shop that they have at their store. So it's not actually, you know, on the floor at Comic-Con, but you go out to their store, which is just a couple blocks away. The address is 701 8th Avenue, and it's the Super 7 store. Number three, from Hasbro, we have Star Wars Black Series 6-inch Boba Fett vintage-inspired.
That's going to go fast.
So actually, next year will be the 40th anniversary of Empire Strikes Back. And to celebrate, Hasbro did this vintage-inspired Boba Fett to look like the classic action figure. So the same kind of color scheme and package, even though it's a 6-inch scale, which is kind of the more modern Star Wars thing. So this set's going to go for $24.99, and you can find them at the Hasbro booth, which is number 3329.
Get into the lottery.
Number two, for NECA, we have the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Capture of Splinter 4-pack. Last year, NECA knocked it out of the park with their original film Turtle 4-pack. And what they're doing now is continuing that set with these other classic characters, Shredder, Splinter, and two foot soldiers. And it recreates that classic scene from that movie. So this set's going to be a big hit, I'm sure. It goes for $125. And you can find it at the NECA booth, which is number 3145.
Look at this.
Here we go. Number one, Hasbro Ectotron Transformers and Ghostbusters mashup.
That's crazy.
So this is so cool. It celebrates the 35th anniversary of both franchises.
I didn't realize that.
And this awesome mashup where you have Optimus Prime as sort of like an Ecto-1 inspired Transformer. He's got the, you know, the different paint scheme. He even comes with a little Slimer and a couple other things. So cool. And one of my favorite things about this set is the packaging is actually a proton pack that you can wear on your back. So how cool is that? So this set is going to go for $149.99, and it will be at the Hasbro booth, which is number 3329.
All right, so there you go. Like I said, lots of really cool stuff this year. Good luck finding any of these if you're out in San Diego this year at Comic-Con, and thanks for watching the video, and I'll catch you next time.
Thank you, Jake, from the Jacoba System. That is a fantastic wrap-up. I mean, that he's so comprehensive with that.
I loved his silver shamrock t-shirt, too, and that was pretty cool.
I know. So as we wrap up the show, we just want to encourage you guys to like us, follow us, talk about us. By the way, Gene Simmons, he is a big comic book fan. Remember, they released a comic book in the big promotion from, I think it was from Marvel, was the comic book was printed with their own blood. Great. Anyways, you can find me.
All right.
You can find me on Twitter at JimFryLA. You can also find me on theconguy.com. Derek, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at ConGuyDerek and on theconguy.com.
I'm Katie. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Katie_Christine. And if you're in Huntington Beach, I will be walking in the Huntington Beach 4th of July parade. I will be cosplaying there. So if you are going, maybe I'll see you there.
Yeah.
I'm Ben Cleaver. You can find me on all social media at BenKlieWer. Hard to spell, easy to say. Anyway, I mostly just use Instagram and Twitter, but I'll be doing a few more stand-up bits here and there coming up, so be sure to follow me. I'm trying to be more active on Twitter, too.
All right, and let us know. We'll post it on the Con Guy.
Sure thing.
All right, this week, Stranger Things. Let us know what you think about it. All right, next week, it's all about the panels. The panels are released starting on July 4th of Comic-Con, July 4th through the 7th. All right, guys, we'll see you next week.
Happy 4th of July.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.